May the Lord help us to commence our service this evening with hymn number 30. Number 30. The soul that with sincere desires seeks after Jesus' love, that soul the Holy Ghost inspires with breathings from above. Hymn number 30.
Thank you. from the Holy Word of God. We'll read together the second book of the Chronicles, chapter 20. The second book of the Chronicles, chapter 20. And we'll read from the beginning to the end of verse 30. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them other besides, the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is En-Gedi." And Jehoshaphat feared, and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, "O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If, when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon thee." And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth for ever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil, it was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Beraka, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of the same place was called the Valley of Beraka unto this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. May God bless to us that reading from his holy word. May he help us each in prayer. Kind and gracious and most merciful Lord God in heaven, we gather this evening in this house of prayer. Lord, we pray that we each may be gathered with a desire to worship thee. Lord, this is a house of prayer, a house of prayer and praise unto thee. Oh, may it be so here this evening, that, Lord, thou wilt draw out of us each a spirit of true worship and praise as we meet around thy holy word. We do thank thee for the multitude of thy mercies toward us. Thou hast favoured us to meet together here this evening. Thou hast given us, Lord, in thy mercy and in thy goodness, this opportunity to meet together for worship. And oh, we pray that our gathering here this evening may not be in vain, but it may be a time of worship and praise. Lord, do help us now as we come before thee in prayer. We thank thee for thy word and for those many encouragements that it contains, for those with their burdens and needs and cares to come unto thee in prayer. O Lord, we pray that each one of us may be found calling upon thy great and holy name. Lord, give us reasons to cry out after thee. Lord, do put within us each a spirit of real prayer. Lord, may we prove the power of God in hearing and answering our poor prayers. Lord, may we not limit the Holy One of Israel, but may we, Lord, be given that true living faith which brings all to thy dear feet and casts all upon thee. Lord, those things for time and those greater needs for eternity. Lord, there are those things that press us and concern us day by day. And Lord, we would bring them before thee. Lord, we thank thee that thou art a God of all comfort and grace, a God of providence, the one who is able to supply all our need according to thy riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We do pray that we may prove thee in our asking, in our calling upon thee, in those things in providence we feel to need. Lord, do teach us and guide us and lead us into the truth as it is in Jesus. Or may we find that access in and through him. And may we come, Lord, and bring those petitions before thee. Lord, we pray that thou wilt undertake for each. Lord, thou knowest each need, each case, each heart is known unto thee. Lord, thou knowest those things that are weighing upon the minds of some. Thou knowest, Lord, the burdens that each carry. Thou knowest, Lord, the things that we have in our daily lives. We pray, Lord Jesus, that these things that come and arise in our lives may be contained in those all things that work together for good. May they be bound up in that precious word. And may we prove in our coming unto thee with our needs and wants, oh, that thou dost love us, that we may prove thy love, thy care, thy compassion. Lord, we are poor sinners, and yet, Lord, in thy mercy, thou dost welcome such. We thank thee for that, oh, that precious word, the friend of sinners. Oh, we pray that we may prove thee to be a friend of ours, of that friend that sticketh closer than a brother, that loveth at all times, that one that does not deal with us as our sins deserve, but receives us to himself in all our need and our fear and in our guilt and in our shame and in our sin. O Lord Jesus, we pray that thy mercy may be shown and revealed to each. O Lord, may we be found recipients of thy tender mercies and thy compassion. Lord, we pray that thou be with any who feel maybe in addition to those things in providence, they feel some burden of their sin. Lord, we pray that burdened sinners may be found looking unto Jesus, be brought to thy dear feet, find that place of confession, be blessed with that gift of true repentance and godly sorrow. Oh Lord, we pray that there may be that true contrition, or that falling before thee. Lord, acknowledge that thou art just and righteous, Lord, in all thy ways, brought to understand something of what the hymn writer knew. Oh, when he said, "And if my soul were sent to hell, thy righteous law approves it well." Lord, may we be taught this, what our sin deserves, something of its, the exceeding sinfulness of it. Lord, may it not be a light thing in our eyes, for it isn't in thine. Oh, may it be exceeding sinful to us. Oh, may it, Lord, be a grievous concern to us. Oh Lord, and in our felt sense of unworthiness and sin, oh may the glories of a precious Saviour be revealed. May there be that fleeing for refuge to the hope that is set before us in the gospel of thy grace. O Lord, we pray then that thou would lead us to thyself as our only rest, our only place of refuge. Oh, may we find, Lord, may we have that religion which receives. May we find some tokens for good, some witnessing in our hearts of thy mercy and favour. May the love of God in Christ Jesus be revealed, and Lord, may it be tasted and felt in our hearts. May we know, Lord, something of that guilt and condemnation to be removed, some lifting up of our head, some, Lord, sweet and precious tokens of that good hope through grace, that though we are in a body of sin, yet that prospect of the believer in Jesus Christ, that these things have an end. Oh, that day hastens on when that great change must come, and this mortal puts on immortality, and death is swallowed up in victory. Oh Lord, may we by faith view these things. May we hear thy voice. Lord, may we hear thy voice speaking, all this was done for you. Lord, do not leave us to come short, to rest short, but Lord, make us each seekers of that full assurance of faith, oh, that we may be prepared for that great and awesome day which must come upon us each. So prepare us each, Lord, for that great day. We cannot prepare ourselves, Lord. Oh, but thou canst. And we pray that thou take our case, our cause in hand, and, Lord, reveal our place, our part in that finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for each who meet here week by week. We pray for any who may listen in. We pray for any not able to be here this evening. Lord, do remember them each with thy favours, and visit them with thy salvation. Bless the children and the young people. Guide and keep them in all their ways. Any, Lord, that may be setting exams at this time of year, Lord, do help them. May their eyes be up unto thee. Oh, Lord, may they prove thee a prayer-hearing and answering God. Oh, Lord, may they find thee very present in that exam hall. Oh, Lord, we pray that though they may go in on their own, may they find that thou art there. Oh Lord, do then help them and grant them, Lord, those results in due time which are needful for them. Lord, thou knowest, and we pray that thou wilt help them to cast their burdens upon the Lord. And may, Lord, they find thee able to sustain in both the exam time and in the waiting for the results. Lord, we do pray for those with choices and decisions, that those young people, Lord, that have new pathways before them, we pray that thou guide and keep them. Lord, influence them. There are many influences, Lord, around us in this world. But, oh, we pray that thou would influence them for good. Oh Lord, we pray that thou guide their feet in those right paths, that thou, Lord, choose out the way for them and grant them that wisdom and that knowledge. Lord, direct their ways, and Lord, do strengthen and help them as they walk it out. Remember parents and older friends, Lord. We do pray for each in whatever stage of life. Lord, there are the various needs for each, and we pray that thou wilt meet each need and grant each that daily grace Lord, keep Satan from us, his thoughts and temptations. Lord, may we not be left to ourselves. Lord, be that wall of fire round about us and keep us, Lord, in all our going out and coming in, as we may from time to time mingle with the world, as we have to have our dealings with in the world. Lord, may we be in the world but not of it. May we rather be those lights shining in this dark and evil day. Lord, do remember us. We are, Lord, in much need of thy help. We live in difficult times. Lord, we pray that thou would grant us that presence of the Lord. Oh, pour out thy Spirit upon us. And Lord, do remember us in our nation. And Lord, do turn the tide of sin and iniquity. And do frustrate the plans of Satan. And overturn, Lord, those things which are wrong in thy sight. Lord, do forgive us as a nation our many sins and backslidings. Lord, we pray that thou pour out thy Spirit up and down this land. May thy work, Lord, be seen in high places, in all places, from our King downwards. Lord, we pray that thou wilt turn and smile upon us and shine with thy light and thy life and liberty in the day we live in, that we may live to see better days, a building up of the Church of God, a establishing of thy people, a growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Lord, turn us from our idolatry and turn us from the ways of sin and turn us unto thee. So help us, Lord, we pray. Without thee we can do nothing. Lord, we are nothing and have nothing without thee. Oh, we pray then in thy mercy that thou look upon us in our need and do supply all our need. Lord, forgive us all of our sin. Lord, wash us and cleanse us from all sin and uncleanness. Oh, we pray to be led to that fountain open for sin and for uncleanness. Oh, we pray that our worship may be found acceptable in thy sight through the Lord Jesus Christ. We plead his merits, his finished work, his precious all-prevailing name. We would come and find that acceptance in him. Lord, we pray that thou wilt take away all iniquity and receive us graciously as we ask these things, Lord Jesus, in thy name. Amen.
Hymn number 214, 214. Dear Lord, remember me, a sinner weak and vile, full of impiety and fraught with sin and guile. I cannot hope but in thy blood. Remember me, O Lord, for good. Hymn 214.
you turn with me to the chapter we read, the second book of the Chronicles, chapter 20. With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from the 12th verse. The second book of the Chronicles, chapter 20, and the 12th verse. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon thee. The second book of the Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 12. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. I wonder if there's a few here this evening who, reading this chapter, can feel in their own experience they know something of what Jehoshaphat and the men of Judah and Jerusalem were feeling when that great company came against them. I wonder if there's a few of us who have felt at times in our lives that we've things that are great against us. I don't mean a great army. I don't mean that we're in a time of war or battle. But I mean in the things that you have in your life. Maybe now, maybe looking back, you can see those great things, those mountains that have appeared, those great things that have suddenly loomed in your path. And you feel just how you felt, just how you feel this evening, just how they felt. We have no might. We have no power. We have no strength. Maybe it's a multitude of things. Not necessarily one large event in your life, but a multitude of what we might say smaller things. But it's one on top of the other. And you feel inundated, overwhelmed. And what was it for you? And what is it for you this evening? And how is it with you this evening? No, is it this same path? This same path of prayer? Is it this for you this evening? Oh, as you read, as we read the prayer of Jehoshaphat, as he stood in front of the people and he poured out his heart before the Lord, as he reminded the Lord, as he pleaded the greatness of God to God himself. Oh, friends, is this the path of prayer, the path of faith that you and I are walking? We're on good ground, aren't we? When we are coming to the Lord in prayer. But you see how true it is. Few, if any, come to Jesus. The hymn writer says, till reduced to self-despair. We find that there's a backwardness in coming. You know, we find at times that we try everything else first, and then maybe we come. But oh, they, you know, friends. I was reading in connection to this chapter, and then the preceding chapters. You know that the men of Judah and Jerusalem, they weren't few, were they? They were many. They did have an army. But friends, it seemed to so come to me this afternoon in reading this prayer of Jehoshaphat. Oh, he saw the need. Whether he might have 800,000, a million soldiers, whatever it might be, whatever the number of Jehoshaphat's army might be, friends, it didn't matter. What mattered to him was that the Lord was with him, that the Lord was on their side, that the Lord was fighting for them, with them in this battle, with them in this trouble. To Jehoshaphat, the fact that there was an army coming, oh, made him flee to the Lord for his help. Oh, that you and I might see this in which Jehoshaphat, this place of refuge, this path of safe retreat, that you and I might, rather than numbering what we have and measuring ourselves up against the things that we face, find that we flee straight to the Lord. Oh, that we might immediately call upon his name, feeling some measure of our need. Friends, we are again, aren't we? We're in a good place if we know something of our inability. We have no might. We have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Oh, we feel our insufficiency. We feel our need. We feel to lack. We feel to have no strength. But he has. He has. Oh, he has, doesn't he? The most precious thing that will ever be known to man. The help of God. Oh, he has. He has some knowledge of the Lord God of Israel. The Lord God of heaven and earth, one who hears and answers prayer. Oh, that you and I might have something of this same knowledge. Is that what the Lord is teaching you? Is this what maybe you're walking out this evening? And will this be the nevertheless afterward for you? You might be brought into some knowledge that there is a God in heaven that hears and answers your poor prayers, your cries of help, hears you in your time of need, and hears you in his mercy and in his compassion. There's many, isn't there? Many precious things in the Word of God, many precious promises. But we have, don't we? Psalm 31, and a Psalm of David. He has confidence, doesn't he? In the Lord. It begins, Verse 1, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Oh, what a precious thing. Oh, what it is to put your trust in the Lord. To be brought to put your trust in him. To be caused, to be given cause to put your trust in him. And how often it is, isn't it, when those things that we did trust, maybe our own strength, maybe our own wisdom, maybe the things around us, when they're taken out of the way, when maybe our own strength is brought weak, and we're brought down, or we're then brought to look, to seek. He says, have mercy, verse 9, Psalm 31, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. I am in trouble. Oh, it is, isn't it? The mercy of the Lord. Oh, that's where we must flee to, isn't it? The mercy of the Lord. Isn't it the mercy of the Lord which we see, which is revealed in the reading of the Word of God? From the very beginning of Scripture to the very end of it, the theme that runs right through the Word of God is the mercy of the Lord. That the long-suffering, the forbearance, the compassion, the mercy of the Lord. And what about you and I? Jehoshaphat, he didn't know that the name of the incarnate Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. But friends, what is revealed to you and I in a day of a gospel day? Oh, we have the name of the only begotten Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, Jehoshaphat had a precious place in his time of need, a precious place of refuge. But I would say this, do we not have better? Isn't it true what the Paul writing to the Hebrews, the theme of that blessed epistle, better promises, a better hope? God having provided some better thing for us in a gospel day. Friends, may we never, never be found of overlooking or not valuing the precious gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. That the precious and worthy and all-prevailing name, oh, the mercy that you and I have revealed in the pages of Scripture, in the gospel of the grace of God. Oh, what then? We have no might. We have no might against this great company. Oh, we need that strength. We need strength to be given. Our friend gave out, didn't he, hymn 30 to begin the service. And as we sang it, I thought of those words. Verse 6, not for the gift of tongues we pray, nor power the sick to heal. Give wisdom to direct our way and strength to do thy will. You know, Jehoshaphat, the men of Judah and Jerusalem, they felt to lack strength. And they felt to lack wisdom. We have no might against this great company, neither know we what to do. Should we go out to battle? Or should we lock up the city? But what should we do? How should we order our things? How should we conduct our affairs? How should we go about this difficulty? How should we approach it? How should we walk it through? We have no wisdom. Have no wisdom, we have no strength. Now we sung, didn't we? Give wisdom to direct our ways and strength to do thy will. The Lord had spoken to form two companies or three companies and to approach and to go into battle. Well, you need strength. You need that resolve. What are you asking the Lord for this evening? Some wisdom to know what to do? You'll need the grace to go with it, friend. You'll need that strength, and you'll need faith and patience and the grace of God to be given. The grace of God to go forward in this matter. The grace of God to walk and continue to walk with those things that maybe this evening are either against you or weighing heavy upon you. James writes, doesn't he? If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto you. If any of you lack wisdom, what are you to do? Get your phone out. Look on the internet. Go on a search engine to find out what's the best thing to do. Be honest. How quick we are, aren't we? At our fingertips, we think we have the answer. The world tells us we have knowledge. But it's not, is it? Oh, this wisdom of man, what is it in the sight of God? It's foolishness. Friends, oh, what a privilege, what a favour. The upward glancing of an eye. Don't even have to reach for your phone. Don't even have to turn your computer on. The upward glancing of an eye. Oh, the silent, secret breathings, when maybe you're not in a situation that would permit outward open prayer, like Jehoshaphat. Yet the access to the fountain of all wisdom and knowledge, to the one who knows the end of the thing from the beginning, who knows all that lies between. With Jehoshaphat. Well, the answer came, didn't it? Oh, it was for them to stand still. Tomorrow, they're to go out, but be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And the cause it is too hard for you. Bring it unto me, and I will hear it. Well, Moses spoke those words. But friends, you see, don't you? You see. Oh, what a type in Moses. And the cause it is too hard for you. Bring it unto me, and I will hear it. And he'll take your cause in hand, and he'll take you in hand, and he'll undertake for you. And though he may not, for you, he and me, he may not take away that which lies before us. But what he will do is this. He'll give you that grace. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh, there's such a fullness, beloved friends, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, when we come in our prayer, may the Lord bring before us something of the person of Jesus Christ. May it be our eyes. We don't know what to do. We don't know how we're going to get the strength or the wisdom. We feel to lack both. But our eyes are upon thee. Our eyes are upon thee. We're looking, Lord. We're looking unto thee, Lord. To thee, to perform the thing for us. To grant us that which we need. That these things that seem to speak of destruction and maybe the end of everything will be turned to the honour and the glory of God, and that these things that seem against us will prove to be for us, working for our good, proving that the love of God is toward us and upon us, that as these things working with faith and the grace of God are used to teach us and to lead us closer to the Lord himself. Friends, it's to be led and taught, isn't it, by God. If you and I are to be found in heaven at last, it is because the Lord is to lead and to teach us, to convince us of our sins and lead to Jesus' precious blood, to show us something of ourselves and to reveal something of himself. And this is vital. And this leading and teaching of the Lord, how precious it is. Who likes a day of trouble? No one. Yet it is the fiery trial of our faith, which is more precious than a gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. Oh, it isn't pleasant, the day of trouble and distress and anguish and difficulty. Oh, but how sweet and pleasant and precious it is when Christ is revealed in it. When in the storm the Lord Jesus appears walking on the sea, when he proves he's able to come right where you are, right where you are in your moment of trouble, and how precious it is when he visits you in those times of darkness and need. The chapter began, didn't it? It came to pass. It came to pass. I wonder how many times that's written in the Word of God. It came to pass. Things come and they pass. May you and I ever remember this. Things come and they pass. Another hymn on my mind, 64. That well-known hymn, Sovereign Ruler. All of those times. Times of sickness. Times of health. Times of penury and wealth. Times of trial and of grief. Times of triumph and relief. Times the tempter's power to prove. Times to taste the Saviour's love. This is it. All must come. and last and end, as shall please my heavenly friend. It came to pass. It's according to the divine purpose of and will of God. It wasn't according to what Jehoshaphat would have wanted, what he felt he needed, but it was according to the will and purpose of Almighty God. It came to pass. And it came, and it was walked through, and it passed by. It came, it was endured, and it went. And so it is. And so it is. And maybe this evening you think this thing has come and you cannot see the end of it. But friends, all these things have an end. And many of these things, that many of these things that we feel are great and we can't see the other side of and we can't even think beyond, many of them are very short compared to the length of our lives. But some things aren't. And some things come and they seem to remain. But even they will pass. They will pass. Because these things are in this temporary time state that we call life, that we call time. But I wonder, how you and I think when it comes to those things that are beyond this time. You see, the things that you have, that this trouble and difficulty, this time when he felt weak and lacked wisdom, and this great host was coming to battle, this had a beginning and it had an end. And with them it was a very short space of time. And what they proved was that the end of the thing was better than the beginning. And what they proved was that in answer to their poor prayers, as they cried out in their felt sense of need, they proved the Lord was able to do exceeding abundantly above all that they could ask or think. You know, at best they could have hoped for was a victory in their enemy to retreat and return to their land, but no. The Lord brought them and utterly destroyed them. And then what do we find? That left behind with the dead bodies what was a great spoil. So much so that there was so much of it that it was 3 days they were still carrying the stuff away. Friends, this is truly more than we ask or think, isn't it? And then there is that praise, the valley of Baraka, the valley of blessing, a crying out in praise and worship to God, who has done all things well, who has turned the sorrow into joy, who has turned that which was a great distress into a day of great triumph and rejoicing, who supplied their needs in so many ways beyond what they could even envisage. And friends, this God is our God. This God is our God. This same God, the Lord God of Jehoshaphat, of Jerusalem and the men of Judah, this God still rules and reigns in heaven above. on. What? What is it that he cannot do? Oh, what is it this evening that is so great that you feel you just cannot even come with it? It's so big. Maybe it's because sin's mixed with everything in your heart at present. Is that what the issue is? Maybe things in Providence and now, there's sin and some guilt and some shame. I can't come. Friends, what does the hymn say? Does Satan tempt you to give up and call no more in Jesus' name? Is that where you are this evening? Is he telling you you've come too many times? You can't come because you're a sinner? Friends, if he's telling you that, friends, you should know this. He's defeated. If he's telling you you're a sinner, if Satan himself is raising your sin up and telling you can't come to the feet of Jesus because you're a sinner, friends, he's worried. Oh, praise the Lord. The very thing, that very thing that is so, seems to so hold you away, seems such a hindrance and a barrier in coming to the dear Lord Jesus himself, that very thing is your acceptance. And come as you are, you must. For there's a welcome for you, poor, needy sinner this evening. There's a welcome for you. For this man sitteth and eateth with sinners. He is a friend of publicans and sinners. And he still is. And he still receives sinners unto himself. Oh, and he still welcomes them. And receives them in all their guilt and shame and unworthiness when they plead for his mercy. Oh, did you like the second hymn? What a precious hymn that is. Dear Lord, remember me, a sinner, weak and vile, full of impiety and fraught with sin and guile. I cannot hope, but in thy blood. There it is. There it is, isn't it? Neither know we what to do, but our eyes. What are they upon this evening? Friends, wonderful thing. The Lord would take your eyes away from the mountain, away from the waves and the billows, and let your eyes light on him. He might reveal himself. And what will you see? When you come and you fall at his feet, what will you see? You'll see the print of the nails. And that's your acceptance. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, you guilty sinner this evening, with your great mountain, and maybe it is your sin this evening, and maybe it's the whole host of the devils and his angels that are on you this evening. Plead the blood. And keep pleading that blood, which did for sin atone. And plead the name of Jesus. And plead his merits. And plead for the forgiveness of your sin through Jesus Christ. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. our eyes are upon thee. And if you, oh, if you view those wounds, friends, you'll view your pardon. You'll view your pardon. The church said, my Lord hath forsaken me. My Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she shall not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I've graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Oh, what welcome there is for coming sinners in all their need. Providence and grace in all their need. The welcome there is for poor unworthy sinners pleading the name of Jesus. Oh, may the Lord receive you unto himself. May he hasten that time, and you can stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O ye, O Jude and Jerusalem, fear not nor be dismayed to tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Burgess is expected to preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Wheatley next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 1005. Come, let us join our cheerful songs with angels round the throne. 10,000,000 are their tongues, but all their joys are one. Hymn 1005.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.